Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows where we talked about the creepy shadow entity known as the Hat Man, the troubling demise of the Great Barrier Reef, and the remarkable power of prayer. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for the Coast Insider to start listening.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. 2 hours with Greg Hunter, our dear friend and news hound, as I call him. He's with USAWatchdog.com. Spent years as an investigative correspondent, worked for ABC News, Good Morning America as well. Did a lot of stints with CNN's business shows as well. He's a very dedicated reporter and news person. And we're going to talk with Greg about a number of issues, including what the heck are we going to do with North Korea? Greg, welcome back, my friend.
Good to be here. Good to be here. Thanks for having me back on.
Okay. North Korea, you've had a chance to look at this, observe it. What do you think? What's your gut tell you about this whole situation, Greg?
If you just look at what is reportable, and since April 20th, you know, China has been asking its citizens to return home from North Korea. The U.S., this is another story that kind of slid under the radar, has been doing drills to evacuate Americans out of South Korea. And, you know, the thing with Putin and the whole Middle East thing about the rebels, you know, the rebels, that's ISIS.
That's ISIS. That's right. We like them in Syria. We hate them every place else.
You can't. What a hairball the Middle East is that was started under the Obama regime with the gun running and the help and the turning the other eye, and basically either we overtly and or covertly helped ISIS form. You know, we just had Turkey, a NATO member, attack the Kurds, which are actually the good guys and are actually fighting ISIS, but the Turkey doesn't like them. And, you know, we have our troops over there trying to separate them. They had an airstrike today. It killed, I don't know, 20 people. 20 of them. And so, but, you know, we talk about the rebels. I mean, we passed a bill that spent $500 million. We trained five. I'm not kidding, five. And they're not the rebels. But I don't know if that is you know, Trump is calling Putin. And I wonder if he's just, I mean, remember, this is the art of the deal, the grand negotiator, you know, the I'd like to meet Kim Jong-un under, you know, the right circumstances. What does that mean? I mean, the thing with, if they think that the military power surrounding Donald Trump is going to allow them to continue to fire missiles and test missiles from submarines and everything else, well, I bet you we're shattering their submarines all over the Pacific Ocean. And at some point, I think they're going to pull the trigger. They're not going to send all those ships over there, all those personnel. They produce the THAAD system is over there, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System. It's a missile defense system. They put it in South Korea. It's optional today. It's operational today.
China's all upset with that, aren't they?
Fred, they're freaked out because, you know, I mean, if things get messy, we can start shooting down missiles, and they don't have to fly halfway across the Pacific. We can shoot them down, you know, on your continent. So that freaks them out. And Russia and North Korea, just a little history so people understand, North Korea has got to be the most freaked out, scared, surrounded country on the planet. You know, China, we always hear about their border on North Korea, but they're a little piece of Russia on North Korea. North Korea, it was Russia's idea for them to the north to invade the south. The U.S. got involved, and we kicked them pretty hard. I mean, we basically won the war. Then China got involved. They lost tens of thousands of troops in this little skirmish called the Korean War.
Which they never settled, right?
That they never settle. And, you know, North Korea, truth be known, you know, North Korea doesn't like anybody. They don't like the U.S., but really they don't like China. They don't like being China's, you know, little stepchild they can beat and whip. They don't like Russia. They're hoping they get Russia and China to help them out, to buy them enough time to have a fully operational nuclear program. And listen, with it, you know, there was never a time when a small country, let's say North Korea gets nuclear weapons and they get 100, 200 of them. You fire 100, 200 missiles on China or the U.S. or Russia, and you're going to do serious damage.
Even if a few get through, Greg.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that's the other thing with the and I don't know what – you don't have any idea. I know what's reportable is frightening. What's reportable with Kim Jong-un putting out the video of targeting the United States.
Yeah, I mean, what kind of a madman would do that, by the way? I mean, you talk about provocation.
Maybe he's trying to get the U.S. to strike and trying to get Russia and China to get involved. I don't know. But what I do know is that, I've seen, you know, Kim Jong-un talking about that he's going to have a seriously, a big response if we do anything. You know, we're firing off our Minuteman III missiles on the West Coast last week. We did that as ours is bigger than yours type thing. We've got this THAAD missile defense system that China does not want there. And, we have 100 senators briefed in great detail a few weeks ago in the White House.
Hawaii is scared to death that something could happen? The state of Hawaii.
Things could happen out of accident. I think they're maneuvering both. I think this is what I see. I think they're maneuvering both politically and militarily to do something. And if they do something, George, this won't be like they did in Syria, which I wonder if what they did in Syria was to test the S-300 and S-400 anti-aircraft system. You know, there are reports that they shot down, 30, 35 of these things. Well, 25 got through. So how good is that? I don't know. But if they do something in North Korea, it, George, will be devastating. It must be. They will sink submarines. They will sink ships.
And us, you mean?
Oh, yeah, we will devastate them. We will go after Kim Jong-un where he lives. It will have to be. You will wake up and the world will have changed. It will be a devastating, it won't be a few missiles, a few shots. It won't be a, no.
This is,
they already have, they've shown video.
This is all in, Greg, isn't it?
What?
If we do something, we're all in.
We're going to go, we're going to knock them out cold.
Now, before we do that, though, can there be any retaliation on their half?
We are going to hope that we do. I say if we do hit them, wherever their subs are, we're going to attack them simultaneously, I think. We cannot take a chance of one of these subs firing off, you know, a missile into L.A. or Silicon Valley or Seattle. We can't do it. We can't. Or firing a missile into Yellowstone National Park.
The caldera, exactly.
That's right. I mean, they fire a nuke and they get close to that and rupture that, and you could have one heck of a geological nightmare, nasty occurrence right here in America. I hope that doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't. I don't think I'm giving them ideas. I think that I've never seen this since the 70s. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen this kind of brinksmanship, this kind of moving material around, moving nuclear weapons around, or submarines with nuclear weapons.
It's worse.
The report, George, is frightening.
It's worse than the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis with the Soviets.
By a country mile.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX, now playing, and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.